News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
We are joined by the Minister for Communications, Climate Action and Environment, Dennis Nocton. Now, Minister, thanks indeed for coming in to us. Let's just start, because Eamon Ryan was on the programme on Monday. We were responding to a report that found we were, I think, second last in the EU in terms of our record in tackling climate change. We had Eamon Ryan, the former Environment Minister and, of course, Green Party leader, on the programme. Just stick on your headphones for a minute, because he doubted the government's will to improve our environment.
They say they're interested, and you'd have to believe them, but they have to overcome the fears they have that they see this all as cost and none as opportunity.
Okay. Minister, he's basically saying you're talking the talk, but you're actually not walking the walk when it comes to climate change.
What really frustrates me is that there is a lot of delusion out there among the environmental groups in relation to a very, very significant announcement, not just in European terms, but in global terms, that this government announced in the National Development Plan. We have set out a 22,000 million euro investment programme in climate-related activity over the next decade. This is one of the biggest funds in the world. In fact, the government is spending 1 in 5 euro in capital investment over the next decade on climate-related issues. And Eamon Ryan and everyone else out there within the environmental sector completely dismisses this. And what we're talking about in practical terms is we're going to have a ban on the sale of new cars with a tailpipe by 2030. We're going to have a ban on the sale of smoky coal being implemented from September of this year, one of the first country in Europe to do so. Within the next 200 months, we expect that dirty fossil fuels will be taken out of domestic heating. It'll be taken out of power gen by 2030. So we're making significant investments here.
Okay.
In fact, in relation to deep retrofits of homes and businesses, we're spending 4,000 million euro over the next decade in that area alone.
Project 2040, you mentioned it there. Isn't it the case that departments actually weren't able to say how much the Project 2040 plan would actually cut pollution? It was all very vague. There was no actual hard figures as to what you say. It's a huge transformative plan. We don't know actually what it'll actually result in.
No, we don't have the definitive figures in relation to that. We're actually working on those at the moment, because the whole
Should that not have been in there from the start?
No, because the climate area is a very complex area in relation to projections. There's a huge plethora of formula involved in it. And I'm not going to put figures out into the public domain until I can actually stand over them. Unlike Eamon Ryan, when he signed up to the 2020 commitments, which everyone now accepts were off the wall and couldn't be achieved, were impossible to achieve, and we signed up to them at the time without actually working through the figures. We're working through those figures now at the moment, and when we have them available, we'll put them out into the public domain and see exactly what additional work that needs to be done. And yes, we do need to do additional work. I accept that. Government spending is only one aspect of it. We need to look at the issue of regulation. We need to look at the issue of taxation, because it's not just government money that will drive the change.
OK, we have the National Development Plan. What steps will you take, other than the smoky coal ban for outside Dublin, which is a sensible measure? What steps will you take this year to reduce our emissions?
We're already taking steps in relation to renewable heat. We've announced a programme in relation to that. We're going to have a micro-electricity generation programme for rooftop solar that will be rolled out this year. We're finalising the documentation now to go to the European Commission on the Renewable Electricity Support Scheme, which will see an auction on renewable electricity taking place in the early part of next year. We've already introduced a recalibration of bin charges, which is having a direct impact in the generation of waste and the management of food waste, which is reducing our overall emissions. We're rolling out brown bins to every single home across the country at present. We've got rid of the tyre mountain across this country. So in the last 100 weeks, since I was appointed Minister for the Environment, we have taken significant, decisive steps in this area, and they will now be implemented over the coming weeks, the coming months and the coming years.
One decisive measure you could take is to stop stop burning peat. The government have bottled on this. They said they're going to keep burning peat until 2030. There's text coming through making this point. Alan Dublin saying you're continuing that despite making a loss and destroying boglands. We know peat burning for electricity produces just 9% for electricity, but 23% of our climate pollution from power generation comes from peat. Why not actually just make a decision to stop doing this? It's political reasons, isn't it?
Because we have 1,100 families in the Midlands that are dependent on those jobs. Now, the solution from some of the environmentalists is that we're going to take people that are today driving tractors on bogs in the Midlands and make them become electricians and plumbers next week and next year, and that's their solution in relation to it. Under the UN Sustainable Development Goals, in relation to climate change, there's a mechanism called a just transition, away from dirty industries into clean industries. We're doing that with Bordnamona. Last year, we established Bordnamona Bioenergy, which is a joint venture between Quilcha and Bordnamona, which is going to move that company away from peat to biomass generation, which will ultimately feed in initially into the electricity sector, but in the long term into the heating sector, which will give us the most dividend in relation to the biomass that will be grown domestically in this country, providing a cash crop for farmers, which provides them with a long term sustainable future. And that's the process that we're involved in at the moment. In fact, I, as a TD in the last general election, said that I was committed to doing that in my own constituency during that campaign. This is not something that I have developed over the last couple of months, and I'm committed and determined to ensure that that becomes a reality.
What about carbon taxes in the budget? I saw one member of the Climate Advisory Council saying we should go for a big bang approach, increase carbon tax by 50 euros a tonne. I think it's 20 euros a tonne at the moment. I'm open to correction on that. He's saying, look, we need incentives. We need a bit of stick to get people to change how they do things. Will carbon tax go up in the budget?
Well, if we increased it to 50 euro a tonne in the budget, absolutely it would have a big bang, because our economy would go back into recession again. And this is the problem with some of these theoretical ideas.
So no increase in carbon tax in the
budget? No, I'm not saying that at all. I think there will have to be, and you will see in the budget, in relation to the whole area of climate, taxation measures will have to be introduced. There's absolutely no doubt about that. But we need to put them in a manner that actually drives change. This is not about penalising people. This is about encouraging them to take the changes that are necessary to change their own lives and to change the economy as a whole, so that in the long term it's sustainable. This doesn't happen overnight. You know, there are people out there that believe that we should run the economy into the ground, hit our 2020 targets of a 20% reduction in emissions. And yes, we can do that. But people have to live. People have to get up the next morning. They have to put food on the table.
Okay,
do we want
enough
to go back to the situation that we had a decade ago?
Final,
I don't.
Final question. Stephen has texted in. What about agriculture? Largest producers of CO2. We're increasing the dairy and the beef production. Ask the hard question, please.
Absolutely. Look, there are challenges within the agricultural sector, but also remember that we are now global leaders in the agricultural section. In relation to dairy emissions, we've the lowest dairy emissions
per animal. But we are increasing our herds dramatically
at a time. Yes, in the world. The beef data and genomic scheme, we have now got the genetic makeup of 1 million beef animals. This has never been done anywhere on the globe to date. It provides us with huge opportunities to drive change within that sector. And the agricultural sector, yes, it's going to take longer to bring about change in that sector, but the agricultural community have seen firsthand with the scale of flooding that has happened over the last decade. They see the reality and the impact of climate change, and they too are committed to that change.
They're not, though, Minister. They're committed to their own industry, and that's fair enough.
I disagree with you. If you look at it, right across the Midlands in this country, there are 67 families who have applied to relocate from their homes. These are people that have lived in those houses for generations because of the increased frequency of flooding now. They accept that, their neighbours and those communities accept that, and people in rural Ireland now accept that change is required and is needed if they want to continue to live in rural Ireland.
Will we stay second bottom for the next 5 years?
No, we won't stay anywhere near that. We are making definitive changes now. We've already shown that by putting our cash up front in terms of 1 in 5 euro that the government will spend over the next decade on capital investment is going into climate-related activity.
Okay. Minister Dennis Nocton, thanks indeed for coming in to us this morning.